Thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. My name's Phil. How can I help you?
Hey there, Phil. I'm having a little trouble with my internet connection, and I'm just trying to figure out what's going on.
I can very much help you with that. Can I get your name real quick?
Sure, it's Derek Zimmerman.
All right, Mr. Zimmerman, give me 1 second.
Sure.
All right, I see you right there. Real quick, before I continue, can I get a couple bits of information to help you troubleshoot the issue with your internet?
Yep.
All right. Can you please give me your billing address, please?
Sure. It's 14 Kalina Drive in Saugerties, New York.
Thank you very much. Can you tell me what speed of internet you currently have with us?
1 gigabit.
All right. And can you tell me what the email address attached to the account is?
Should be derek.t.zimmer@gmail.com.
Thank you very much, Derek. All right, let me look into our backend system, see if I can't see anything going on with that one real quick.
Okay.
Can you explain to me a little bit of the situations you're experiencing with your devices?
So the Wi-Fi network isn't showing up at all. My router blinked for a bit, and then the front light that's usually on isn't on. From looking at the modem, it looks like I have fiber signal, but it doesn't have much else going on other than the power and the fiber signal coming in.
That's understandable. I'm looking into it real quick. I'm doing a real quick speed test to double check to make sure that going our signal to the router currently is active. If there was any kind of issues, okay. it would show that to me with saying that it failed to do it at least a speed test. So give that one moment. All right, I'm showing no inconsistencies with our speed test. Let me look at our topology we have going on right now.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I know you guys have been out there for the past couple of days. I've been cooking up my neighbor or something like that, and I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
I'm seeing
but,
that.
I mean, you're saying that the speed's good?
Yeah, the speed looks like it's going good. Can you tell me what network you're trying to connect to, what the name of it is?
Sure, it should be called, I think it's Archtop 123.
Let me real quick. From what I can see on our end, the name of your network is Archtop Fiber 3528. Real quick, what I'm going to do is I'm going to change this to a different name and seeing if that changes.
You know, I saw that Wi-Fi network, and then and I couldn't connect to it because of the password that I had. I was like, oh, did it change somehow?
I can also real quick do a reset on that password for you as well, just to make sure we're accessing that.
Cool. Yeah, I have that Plume app, so I can switch it once I get all connected and everything.
All right. Do you have a pen and paper handy for you real quick?
I do. Hold on 1 second for me. All right, go right ahead.
All right, so I have changed the network ID to Zimmerman Home, and the password I have changed to Zimmerman 24. That's capital Z, exclamation MMERMAN 24.
2-4. Okay.
Let me save that
so
real quick.
Yeah, go ahead. So it was Z, capital Z, exclamation point, MMERMAN 24.
That is correct. All in one. And you should be able to see a network labeled as Zimmerman Home popping up within your Wi-Fi devices. If you could try like on a mobile device or something, trying to connect to that for me real quick.
Yeah, I'll try for my PC right now. Ah, there we go. Next. M-N-E-R-M-A-N-2-4. Okay.
I'm seeing a good connection to that one as well. It looks like your laptop did connect. If you could real quick for me on your end, go to archtopfiber.speedtest.com. I believe that's the website. Or you can just go to speedtest.net and run a quick speed test for me. See if you're getting appropriate signal strength on your device.
Yeah, I'm getting 300 down, 300 megabits down, and about 460 up, which is about regular. I need to get a new Wi-Fi card for my PC. It's a little slow.
That makes sense.
Consistent. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. A question, are you connecting to a 2.4 gigahertz or a 5 gigahertz bandwidth?
It should be 5. Let me check.
All right. Because if it's a two, because that seems like a speed that seems similar to like a 2.4 gigahertz bandwidth.
No, it's 5 gigahertz.
Okay, so yeah, that might be an older card issue. So as
yeah,
you said, you
it's an
you
older
might
card
be,
and also it's going through a wall. So.
But it looks like you are successfully connected. It looks like your devices weren't connecting to the right Wi-Fi network. So, but luckily with the changes.
Yeah, I'm surprised. It's weird that it changed from the one that it was originally. Is that, how did that happen?
I have absolutely no clue on my end, because from my end everything looked fine and dandy on the back end.
Yeah.
I can say this. Do you know there's a device called a Zhisheng, Zhisheng. It's some kind of device. It's not telling me what kind of device it is. But it says it's an Ethernet connected to
it's
your.
It's probably. I have a Senglead hub for my smart bulbs.
Oh, okay. So that's probably what that is. That's the hub for it. That's why it's coming up as an unknown device with just a weird name on it. Okay. But from
yeah,
everything.
Yeah, probably. I mean, Senglead is a Chinese company, so they probably just named it something Chinese.
Oh, yeah. So from the looks of it, looks like everything is connected properly. Looks like you have two Echos and Eco B. Looks like a couple of Espresso systems, an additional laptop, a PlayStation, and a couple of Galaxy devices and a couple iPhones and stuff. That looks like they're connected to your network normally as well. So you'll have to have all of those reset the network as soon as they are able to. Again, as
okay.
I said, we reset the ID for your home network to Zimmerman Home. You can always change this. You can always go log into HomePass, our Archtop HomePass, from your device in order to modify your network as you need. And you'll see your changed password, which I would honestly suggest changing it. The password I gave you is technically a temporary.
Yeah.
And you can always
change it back to the old settings so that I can, so all my stuff doesn't have to, I don't have to reset like every single Echo device and all those connections.
I understand. You can. I would honestly not recommend doing that just in case there's an issue with your Wi-Fi network. I don't know why our techs don't ask this, but I have always informed people who are setting up Wi-Fi you know, signals and stuff to make sure that it's a unique ID with a unique password to you. So that way you don't have any issues with connectivity and you know which network is yours.
Okay.
Especially if you're in a neighborhood that has had several people install, have had Archtop Fiber installed with them. We had a customer call in a while ago that was having issues connecting to the network, and we found out that their next door neighbor also had Archtop Fiber and had just recently had it installed, and they were trying to connect to their network as well. So
Okay.
that's why we recommend, especially if you have other neighbors, like I said, who have archtop fiber, we recommend identifying your network specifically. Therefore, you can always make sure it happens. I understand there's a bit of a hassle of reconnecting devices, but in terms of password and internet security, usually is oftentimes the best bet.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can help you with
All right,
today,
so
Mr. Zimmerman?
no, I think we're all set, man.
Ah, you're quite welcome, and thank you for calling Archtop Fiber.
Thanks, man. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.